Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and started my blog, ClassTechTips.com, in 2012 to help educators find new ideas and great tech-friendly resources. You may be familiar with my books, like Tasks Before Apps, or maybe we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today. Either way, I'm so glad you're here. My goal is to help make EdTech easier for educators through my books, blog, podcast, and membership site, the Easy EdTech Club. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. Quick reminder, in just a few weeks, I'll open up the doors to the Easy EdTech Club, the first time in 2020 and the last time this school year. That's right. The doors are closed as I'm recording this episode, but will reopen March 25th to March 31st. Anyone on the waitlist gets something extra special, so head over to classtechtips.com/club to get on the waitlist, or send me a message on Instagram at classtechtips and I'll get you all the info. This week's podcast is titled New EdTech Tools for Your 2020 Tool Belt. I'm so excited to bring you this episode, which takes a spin on a blog post I shared earlier this year with 7 new EdTech tools worth exploring. Where do you go when you want to learn about new EdTech tools? From checking out podcast episodes like this one to sharing hashtags on social media, there are lots of ways to learn about new EdTech tools. When I attend a conference, I also stay on the lookout for companies that have just come on the scene. This way, I can connect with them, ask them questions, and see if their booth is buzzing with excitement from other educators too. If you follow along on Instagram, then you already know that I spent a week in mid-January at the FETC conference in Miami. This trip was my 5th time at this event and 3rd as a featured speaker. In between leading workshops and sessions, I was able to get down to the expo hall and learn about some new EdTech tools. In today's episode, I want to take you through a few new EdTech tools worth exploring this year. Some of them are totally new, new-ish, or new to me. And several were part of the Startup Pavilion. If there is a new EdTech tool that you are excited about, tell fellow readers and listeners and me. Just share on any social media platform and tag Class Tech Tips, or head over to classtechtips.com/podcast, where you can find the show notes, and leave a comment at the bottom of the page. The first on the list is Matata Lab, a coding kit for kids that I had a chance to see in action. Now, when I met the representative from Matata Lab and I was like struggling to pronounce it or figure out the name, he just reminded me that it sounds like Hakuna Matata, so Matata Lab. It provides a hands-on opportunity for students to explore coding principles. The coding set gives students access to a mat and pieces to move into a pattern. At FETC this year, I tried out Matata Labs. Here, you can see me struggle, right? Matata Labs coding kit, and was very impressed. They also have a musical component that you might want to explore. On the show notes for this episode, you'll find links to Matata Lab and all of the other resources I mentioned today. Next up is the Little Genius Starter Kit. I'm a big fan of Osmo and have seen their apps and tools in action in classrooms across the country. As I'm recording this episode for you today, just yesterday I was in a school talking to teachers who use Osmo. At the FETC conference, I spent some time exploring their new-to-me Little Genius Starter Kit. If a holistic approach to early learning piques your interest, I definitely encourage you to take a closer look at their website. The Little Genius Starter Kit includes four different options, including skill-building practice with storytelling and letter recognition. Now, I came across Osmo and Matata Lab as I was walking through and winding my way across the expo floor. But there's another place in many events and expo hall floors that are worth checking out too. So one thing I love about walking around the expo hall floor, especially at FETC, is checking out up and coming ed tech companies. The startup pavilion at FETC was full of new companies and new ed tech tools. I want to spotlight five of the more than a dozen companies and tools featured in the startup pavilion this year. I'll give you a quick overview and share one reason why each of them grabbed my attention. Now, if you're looking for a new way for students to prepare for the ACT or SAT exams, you'll want to check out Prep Medians. This next EdTech tool is a website full of engaging sketch comedy inspired videos to help students get ready to take these exams. Now, full disclosure, I've met their enthusiastic founder before and actually went to high school with his brother. But I didn't know about this awesome endeavor until I came across it on the list of startups at this year's pavilion. Always a nice surprise when you see a familiar face when you're checking out someone's website or walking around an expo hall floor. And this EdTech tool grabbed my attention because I love engaging videos that communicate information in a new way, and this one definitely fits that description. Another EdTech tool on my list is interactive reading library Kidint. Kidint is all about storytelling. It gives users access to hundreds of books and encourages reading together as a family. It works on a variety of devices and lets new users try it out for free for a full month. I like how families can set up profiles for their children and how it awards badges too. This EdTech tool grabbed my attention because I am always looking for apps and websites that promote joint media engagement, where families or adults and educators can work alongside with students. In the show notes for today's episode, you'll find the link to these two tools, Prep Medians and Kidint, along with a link to download my free guide with more reading and writing EdTech tool recommendations. So make sure to head to classtechtips.com/podcast to download that free guide. Now, if you listen to my Easy EdTech podcast, you know that I love videos and even have an episode all about creating video playlists in the classroom. Well, Vubble is an EdTech tool designed to create video feeds for students with high quality content. They've partnered with a bunch of notable folks already, including Pearson and the Canadian Film Center. This EdTech tool grabbed my attention because video is a powerful way to communicate information, and the more we can make sure this happens in a high-quality way, the better. Next up is an interactive math game for kids. Bodl is an interactive math game for students in elementary school, B-O-D-D-L-E. It's an adaptive learning platform and provides content tailored to the needs of individual students in your class. With standards connections and assessments for a variety of math skills, Bodl is worth checking out. This EdTech tool grabbed my attention because of the combination of differentiated resources and gamified learning for math. Today's last EdTech tool on the list is Glose, G-L-O-S-E, a digital reading platform that gives students and teachers access to hundreds of books for free. Students can customize the reading interface and teachers can monitor student progress. It creates a social network so students can talk about what they're reading and connect with others. This EdTech tool grabbed my attention because Glose has both a free and a paid version, meaning you can jump into this ebook library right away. Now, on the list so far, I've talked about the two tools I found when I was walking around the expo hall floor, Little Genius Starter Kit from Osmo and the coding kit from Matata Lab that I thought were really compelling. And then I mentioned the five startups in the Startup Pavilion: Prep Medians for the test prep, Kidint for an interactive reading library with a family connection, as well as Vubble, which is a video playlist tool, Bottle, which has interactive math games, and Gloss, which is a digital reading platform. Have you heard of any of these before? There's seven on the list, and some of them are pretty brand new. If you have heard of them, I'd love to hear about your experience. But if you haven't, I'd like to know, what new EdTech tools are you excited about this year? Head over to the podcast page. You can share them at classtechtips.com/podcast or tag at classtechtips on social media if you're tweeting out or Instagramming your favorite ones. And don't forget to sign up for my free Monday newsletter. You can find it at classtechtips.com/signup. Every week I share more favorites and links to things I'm super excited about. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, think about your EdTech goals for this school year. Then, choose one EdTech tool from the list that grabs your attention. Next, take a closer look at that one and decide how to use it with your students. And finally, share any obstacles or success stories with a colleague or with me on social media. Are you on the list? The wait list, that is. Very soon, I'll open up the doors to the Easy EdTech Club. That's right, the doors are closed as I'm recording this episode, but will reopen for 2020, March 25th to March 31st. Anyone on the wait list gets something extra special. So head over to classtechtips.com/club to get on the wait list, or send me a message on Instagram at classtechtips and just say, Monica, I want that wait list link so I don't miss out on the Easy EdTech Club this year. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or post a link to the episode on your social media. And if you'd like to stay connected, follow at Class Tech Tips on Instagram or your favorite social network. I visit schools and conferences all over the world, so if your organization is in need of professional learning, just send a message my way.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.